This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A top employee at an election software and equipment company is suing the Trump campaign and others for defamation. CPR's Binta Berkland reports.
Eric Coomer is the Director of Product Strategy and Security for Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems. He's been the subject of discredited election conspiracy theories. People accuse him of masterminding a high-tech plot to steal the election for Joe Biden. Coomer says that's absolutely false, and that the threats have forced him to live in hiding for more than a month.
This has damaged, you know, several personal relationships that I have. It's put a lot of stress on not just me, but my entire family.
Coomer says he hopes the defamation lawsuit will help him reclaim his personal and professional reputation and keep his family safe. I'm Binta Berkland, CPR News.
A series of improvements for cyclists, pedestrians, and drivers will get a boost along the Front Range. CPR's Andrew Kinney has more.
The new Safer Main Street program will pay out $59 million to help finish 30 transportation projects around the metro area. The biggest spending will go to major corridors across Denver, including $20 million for changes along Colfax Avenue, like bike lanes and pedestrian safety improvements. Federal Boulevard and Broadway are also due for upgrades. A string of smaller projects will also get funding, including transit station connections in Littleton and sidewalks in Nederland. Most of the projects should wrap up by 2024. The money comes from the state and from the Denver Regional Council of Governments. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, a Columbus, Ohio police officer shot and killed a black man yesterday. Police officers' body cameras were off in the moments leading up to the shooting. Then, a sharp increase in staffing for contact tracing since October. The national workforce tops 70,000. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Boulder County is a leader in reducing food waste and preserving open space, but plans for a new compost site could make it tough to do both.
For Boulder County to come in and develop, you know, this property, to me, that is, it's kind of a slap in the face.
CPR's Sam Brash has our story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News.